All right, everyone, welcome back to another episode of In Recess with the Georgia Council of Court Administrators. I'm one of your hosts, Chad Smith, here with my lovely co-host, Jennifer Lear. Jen, how are you today?
I'm great, Chad. How are you doing?
Doing wonderful. Before we get started, Jen, just want to highlight you real quick. I know you've recently come into a new job, and you are now the court administrator for Magistrate Court in Cobb County. Just get a, give you a big shout out and just see how how's everything going with that.
It's going really well, Chad. Mostly I spend my days figuring out all the things I don't know. So this podcast about strategic planning and our upcoming conference about strategic planning are right up my alley.
Awesome. Well, in today's episode, we are just going to kind of give some quick announcements about the upcoming conference that's in Savannah. Check-in, you know, is Sunday, September 21st, and it's going to go through till Wednesday, the 23rd. We'll also talk briefly about a video session or educational recording we just had with Mike Hourihan, and we'll briefly talk about his strategic planning, and Jen will kind of give us her key takeaways from that session. Last, we will also like to just kind of thank Tim and the board for a wonderful 2025 year. They've done a phenomenal job. And then also we will welcome our upcoming president, Lindsey Mobley, for 2026. All right, well, we'll dive right in. The theme of the conference is From Vision to Victory, Strategic Planning for Court Leaders. There's a lot of good speakers. We have a star-studded cast for this conference.
It's very exciting.
Really looking forward to it. It's going to, you know, it's in Savannah at the Hyatt Regency, and it's right on the river, so it's a really good venue. We do have some really cool social events too. I just want to talk about. One is on Monday nights. I don't remember GCSA doing something like this, Jen. This sounds like a lot of fun. But this is actually going to be hosted by Tyler Technology, and this is called Boots and Blue Jeans Social. And in this kind of networking event, it's going to start at 7 and go all the way to 10:30. But we have two phenomenal up-and-coming country artists. One is Ava Cannell. Shout out to Amanda Marshall. That's Amanda's daughter. I've actually heard her sing a few times, and she is a phenomenal singer.
It's amazing. It's like a bluebird. I keep asking Amanda to sing, but she won't. I wonder why that is.
And then the other performer will be from 8:30 to 9:30, and he's another upcoming country artist, and his name is Tony Evans. So that'll be a lot of fun. So make sure you bring your cowboy hat and some cowboy boots.
Do you have a cowboy hat and cowboy boots, Chad?
I need to update some. So
I think you better get on it, because you know, once our listenership hears this and realizes that they need boots and cowboy hats, they're going to sell out in the area.
I think you're right.
In Georgia, they're going to be gone, because we have so many listeners and so many attendees at our conferences.
That's going to be a lot of fun. The last one I wanted to point out too, this one is going to be on Tuesday night. This is going to be sponsored by InFax, and this is a Savannah soiree. This will be a good networking event. They're also going to cater food from Screaming Mimi's, which is in Savannah. I've actually had this before. It's a really good pizza and Italian restaurant. So I bet the food is going to be off the charts. And those are two events that I'm really looking forward to.
I might wear my boots to both.
There you go. So the theme of the conference is really going to be about strategic planning for court leaders. And we just had an educational segment that GCCA did that was talked about strategic planning. And Jen, I know you attended this educational. I just recently watched the video too. It's very educational. But what were some of your key takeaways from Mike?
Well, it's kind of funny, Chad, because before I took this class, I always had this sort of scared version of what strategic planning was. I assumed that it would be multi-day in a special conference center that costs lots of money with expensive consultants and trying to make a very boring topic work so that you can drive your court into the future. But what I kind of figured out is it really doesn't even have to be that big of a thing. I think what it really boils down to is communication and working with your staff. So my biggest takeaway was that strategic planning can happen at any given time, right? Like we were just talking earlier about when the pandemic hit us.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Sorry for belaboring COVID, but it really, you know, it forced a lot of us course administrators to think about what we were doing. And whether we know it or not, we all engaged in some pretty strong emergency strategic planning when the pandemic came. And so we did not have it in fancy conference centers. We did not pay expensive consultants to come and teach us. And we all sort of got together and did it. And the most important part of all of that, I think, that gets lost when you start thinking about strategic planning is the people that are involved. And it's not just important to have the people with the right titles sitting around the meeting table, because sometimes those people haven't been on the front lines for a long time.
That's
right. They can't meaningfully, you know, give you ideas about how to push the organization forward. You have to have everybody involved. You have to have your new folks who are coming in from outside the mainstream who have new ideas. You need to have your folks who are there on the front lines every day, who are sitting at the clerk's windows, who are, you know, sitting in the courtrooms that see what's happening. You have to have them. And then you have to have the people that have been here for a long time. That who know the work and who are willing to challenge the way things have always been done. So it's strategic planning is less this like corporate stuffy concept, I think, than it is a way for us to sit down with our teams and come up with great ideas for moving forward.
I totally agree. One of the analogies that I really liked from his educational video, so he talked about like just as simple as a high school dance, like instead of just letting a bunch of high schoolers go in there and have no chaperones and they go about their dance, like you got to have a strategic plan. So you have a head chaperone who probably, you know, sits up top and is overseeing all that's going on. Then you below that chaperone, you have other people who are on the ground floor making sure, you know, high school kids are doing what they need to do. And there's a plan. So, I mean, one of these actually sessions I did want to kind of highlight, I think it's going to be very interesting. And I think it is on Monday. Yes, at 10:05 from 11:05 is the importance of court administration bench partnership in high profile cases with the Fulton County Superior Court Judge Robert McBurney. And, you know, I think this is going to be very interesting because, you know, we all do in Superior Court and state court, I'm sure, do jury trials every week. But when you have a high profile case, I mean, there's more of a strategic plan that probably goes in place because you got to have more security. You're dealing with media. You probably got to bring in more jurors. So I'm really interested into that segment on Tuesday.
Yeah, especially thinking of it from the point of view of strategic planning, because I think when you get everybody in that conference session and they start thinking about it, they realize that, you know, every day in our lives, we have the opportunity to be doing strategic planning and we have the opportunity to grow this skill. So that way, when push comes to shove and you're sitting down talking about building a new facility, something huge, something major, you already have the framework in place for how your strategic planning will work. It's just on a bigger scale.
Right.
Less intimidating that way.
Yes, most definitely. But yeah, there's a lot of really good speakers. The other one I wanted to point out that I'm interested to hear about is on Monday, September 22nd, from 2 to 3, it's going to be at administration conversations with a star-studded cast of all court administrators. I did want to give a big shout out. I am a Cobb County guy, but Adolphus Graves will be on there. And he is, if you haven't heard him speak before, he is a phenomenal speaker. Jen, I know you've worked with him in the past as well, but
I am not only a member of his fan club, I am the president. Go, Mr. Graves!
But with some other really good star-studded cast, I'll be really interested to hear how they plan strategically from different counties. But yeah, it looks like it's going to be a great conference, Jen.
You know what else we should ask these folks on this this administrative conversation? One of the other points that Mike brought up is the law of unintended consequences, which is quite frequently an outcome from when you're doing strategic planning. And I think that will be very interesting to ask these experienced court administrators about their previous strategic plannings and what actually happened, what they learned from what they expected to happen and what actually happened. And I bet there are some really funny stories.
That's a great question, Jen. I might steal that from you on Wednesday.
No, I'm going to get to the microphone first.
Well, before we talk any more really about strategic planning, I did want to just highlight Tim, our president, Tim Azell, and the board. Just wanted to point out they've done a phenomenal job this year for 2025. They've hosted two conferences. I know we haven't done the second one yet, but I know it's going to be great. So we just want to give a big shout out to them. So good job, guys.
It's been phenomenal. An awesome year.
And then we also just want to welcome Lindsay Mobley. She's going to be our new president for 2026. So I'm sure we'll have her on the podcast hopefully here soon and just kind of hear what her vision is for next year and where the two conference locations are. So
yeah, that's going to be exciting. Lead us forward, Lindsay. Lead us.
Well, we look forward to seeing everyone in Savannah. Everyone have a safe travel down. And until next time, we'll be in recess.